Okay, so continuing the halachot of Bikur Cholim, the very interesting question comes up as to whether co-ed visits are allowed. Co-ed visits, meaning is a male allowed to visit a female? Is a female allowed to visit a male? It seems like it's a pretty crazy question, because why not? Right? However, if you open up the Sfarim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, There are a few opinions that say it's not allowed at all. Men are not allowed to go and visit women, and women are not allowed to go visit men. Why? Because it's not sanua. It's a lack of modesty, and we will not command for you to do a mitzvah that may breach the tzniut in Am Yisrael, that may take away from tzniut, from the proper standards of tzniut. That's what some opinions say. However, the Aruch HaShulchan comes and says that they are allowed, it's totally mutar, as long as there are not any problems of Yichud. As long as there are not any problems of Yichud, it's allowed. So, Chaim Avadia Yosef comments on that. He says, nowadays, where many sick people are in hospitals, there will never be a problem of Yichud. Why? Because the door is wide open, because a doctor or a nurse might come in and out at any moment, and in that case there's no problem of Yichud. Okay, that's very true.
How about I said Dohe Lota?
What do you mean I said Dohe Lota?
Yeah,
mitzvah
to go visit them, and there's a mitzvah not to.
So they're saying that the mitzvah was never in the original mitzvah, the origin of the mitzvah never applied for koed visits. Meaning it's not that one overrides the bikur cholim. It's not that one overrides the other one. It's that it's not applicable in this case. It's not applicable. It should not be done in such a case on the expense of tzniut. The Sefer Nishmat Avraham, who is Rabbi Dr. Avraham, a big doctor in Eretz Yisrael, who is also a humongous Talmid Chacham, and he was zochet to have a very close connection to the Gedolei Yisrael, and many of the opinions of the Gedolei Yisrael were dependent on his medical opinions. So he says that he heard in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who he had the privilege to be very close with, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, it's allowed. One is allowed to visit, a sick person of the opposite gender. However, one should not increase in the conversation too much. You should not increase in the conversation. The same way we know in Pirkei Avot says, Al tarbe sicha im aisha. Right, one should not be talking with a woman too much, and the Mishnah continues to say beishto amru. Right, the Mishnah was referring to a person's own wife when she's a nida. One should not be talking too much to her. So kal v'chomer beishet chaverot, kal v'chomer with someone else's wife, kal v'chomer with another woman. One should not be talking too much with women if it's not his wife or his close relative. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it's allowed. However, be careful, because this should not be any different than any other woman that you speak with, that you should not be increasing in talking to her. So Chaim Avadia Yosef says in Chazon Avadia that it's completely permitted. It's completely permitted to visit, for a man to visit a woman, for a woman to visit a man, as long as there is no yichud problems, which, as he said, in the hospitals today there are no problems. However, if you go visit someone in their own home, there may be problems. There are no yichud problems. Also, there are no tznut problems, meaning sometimes a patient in the hospital is not dressed appropriately, right? Let's say her knees are not covered, her elbows are not covered. So make sure maybe she's wearing something underneath, or a blanket is covering her, etc. You could figure things out. But if it's going to lead to a breach in tzniut, a breach in modesty, then it should not be done. Chaim Avadia Yosef says, and just like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, the isur of al tarbe sicha im aisha, not to increase speech, conversation, conversing with women, that isur doesn't fall away because of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. It's still applicable. So therefore, you speak whatever you need to speak. You show that you care for her. You show that you're praying for her. You fulfill the requirements of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, as we explained above. And then you yotzeh the mitzvah, but not to take it over the line. Hazaka baruch, everyone.